This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin have held their first conversation as counterparts in a phone call that underscored troubled relations and the delicate balance between the former Cold War foes. According to the White House, Biden raised concerns Tuesday about the arrest of opposition figure Alexei Navalny, Russia's alleged involvement in a massive cyber espionage campaign, and reports of Russian bounties on American troops in Afghanistan. The Kremlin, meanwhile, focused on Putin's response to Biden's proposal to extend the last remaining U.S.-Russia arms control treaty. The United States announced restoration of relations with the Palestinians, AP correspondent Mike Gracia explains.
The Biden administration is restoring relations with the Palestinians and renewing aid to Palestinian refugees. The moves reverse Trump administration policy and signal the new administration's support for a two-state solution to the decades-old conflict between the Israelis and Palestinians. Acting U.S. Ambassador Richard Mills made the announcement to a high-level virtual meeting of the United Nations Security Council. The Trump administration was heavily pro-Israel, recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, moving the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv, and closing the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Washington office in September 2018. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The U.S. Senate has confirmed Antony Blinken to be Secretary of State, paving the way for the Biden administration's eventual reversal of the Trump administration's policies. Blinken was confirmed by a 72-22 vote as the country's top diplomat, filling the most senior cabinet position, one that is fourth in line of presidential succession. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden says the U.S. is ramping up vaccine deliveries to hard-pressed states over the next 3 weeks and expects to provide enough doses to vaccinate 300 million Americans by the end of summer or early fall. Biden is calling the push a wartime effort. He said Tuesday that his administration is working to buy an additional 100 million doses of each of the two approved coronavirus vaccines. He also acknowledged that states in recent weeks have been left guessing how much vaccine they will have from 1 week to the next. He called that unacceptable and said lives are at stake. Britain's health department reported Tuesday the nation's death toll from COVID-19 has now surpassed 100,000 people. In a televised news briefing from his office, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said it's hard to compute the sorrow contained in that grim statistic. The years of lives lost, the family gatherings not attended, and so for many relatives, the missed chance even to say goodbye. The health department said more than 100,000 Britons have died within 28 days of a positive COVID-19 test. The government figures show Britain has the fifth highest death toll globally. It reported a further 1,631 deaths and more than 20,000 cases on Tuesday alone. Meanwhile, Britain is speeding up its vaccine distribution, with more than 6.8 million people receiving their first dose of vaccine and more than 472,000 receiving both doses on Monday. The World Health Organization issued fresh clinical advice on Tuesday for treating COVID-19 patients, including those displaying persistent symptoms after recovery, and also saying it advised using low-dose anticoagulants to prevent blood clots. The WHO advised clinicians to put patients into the awake prone position on their front, shown to improve the oxygen flow. The WHO spokeswoman Margaret Harris told a UN briefing in Geneva that a WHO-led team of independent experts currently in the central Chinese city of Wuhan, where the first human cases were detected in December of 2019, is due to leave quarantine in the next 2 days due to pursue its work with Chinese researchers on the virus origins. She declined to comment on reports of delays and rollouts of vaccines in the European Union. She said she had no specific data on the WHO's priority and how it was affecting workers in all countries to be vaccinated in the first 100 days of the year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.